Hava, blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support and guide us during these times of accelerating energy, of awakening, of ascension, in order to embody, integrate, remember our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalen priestess, Reiki master, energy and sound alchemist. And I am your guide for this sound activation. This sound activation is an energy healing. This is an energetic transmission. So I do encourage you, if you are, one, listening to this on a platform like iHeartRadio that cuts into the body of this transmission with advertisements, please switch to a platform that does not do that. I think Spotify does not, Apple Podcasts, I believe Samsung Podcasts as well. Or you can also feel free to listen on my website for free, no interruptions whatsoever, sophianiccreation.com/podcasts with an S, and you will find the latest episodes at the top of the player. I also encourage you to please create a sacred container around you. This is your time. This is the time for you to align with your soul, align with wisdom, allow yourself to receive whatever needs to be received for your highest good in this moment. Allow yourself to liberate whatever needs to be shed that is no longer serving you. So this is our time. And to make it your time, I encourage you, if you like to light incense or light a candle, please do so. Settle yourself in a space where you will be comfortable and undisturbed for the next hour or so. You can have an eye pillow if you like. You can just settle yourself in whatever way you feel comfortable. You can be seated or lying down, because it will be about an hour-ish long. I do encourage you to have the option to lay down, as being seated may be a little challenging. And don't worry, some people kind of feel like they fall asleep during the activation. That's perfectly okay. That means your guides needed to kind of get the monkey mind to quiet down in order to do their work on you. So really allow yourself the space to, if something comes up emotionally, feel it. It's coming up for a reason. It's coming up to be healed. It's coming up to be alchemized. If you feel tingling, that's all good. Just be sure you are comfortable, of course. If you find yourself burping or passing gas, those are all ways that the body is clearing energy. So just allow yourself. If you find yourself yawning, that's also another way that your body moves energy. So just give yourself the space to enjoy and experience what it feels like for your body to move energy. Each one of us is different. We will all move energy in unique waves. All you need to do, if you are new to receiving a sound activation, all you really need to do is create the space for yourself, be in a seated or lying down position, and just be open to receive the energy. I will guide you through the meditation. Just be open to receive and see what comes up for you. Long, deep breathing, eyes closed, and just give yourself this time to go within. And without further ado, this is the sound activation that is the companion episode to the spring equinox episode. So we are aligning with rebirth, regeneration, with the cycles of the earth, connecting ourselves more deeply with Mother Gaia, with Pachamama, and we are allowing ourselves to create balance and harmony and alignment in our lives. Long, deep breathing. You can have your right hand on your heart, your left over your womb space, or you can have both of your hands at your sides, palms up, to receive the energy. As I begin by calling in the direction of the north, the element of air, the Ruhau, I call upon the Ruhau to bring us clarity, wisdom, focus, discernment. Teach us the wisdom of air, purify our thoughts and our words. I call in Archangel Raphael, healer of mind and body. I call in your healing energy, and I ask that you fill our beings with the sacred breath of life and nourish our spirits. us with inspiration, with clarity, particularly clarity of the mind, as I call on El Shaddai to activate the power of the word within us. I call in the direction of the south, the element of water, the Maya. I call upon the Maya, the Mayim and the Shemayim, the higher and the lower waters of creation, to flow through us, nurturing, nourishing, purifying our hearts and our womb spaces. Teach us the wisdom of water, of ease, of flow, abundance, fertility, creation, creativity, healing. I call in the energy and the frequency of Archangel Gabriel, bringer of intuition and emotional clarity. I call in your healing and compassionate energy. I ask that you bless us with healing. Allow us to align more deeply and intimately with our intuition. Strengthen our intuition. Allow us to have the emotional clarity to receive the wisdom, embody it, and support us in taking aligned action. I call on El Shaddai to activate the divine feminine codes within us. I call in the direction of the east, element of fire, the Nukhra. I call upon the Nukhra to burn clean what is stagnant and dense in our energy field, alchemizing and transmuting it into light. Teach us the wisdom of fire, of alchemy, of transformation, of transmutation. Purify our energetic field as I call upon Archangel Uriel, keeper of the fire, illuminator of truth. I call in your fiery energy, asking that you align us with truth. Allow us to receive the truth. Clear us of any veils or illusions and delusions, allowing us to receive truth, to know it when we hear it, to speak it. Align us with hope, with courage, with strength, with fortitude. As I call on El Shaddai to activate the Chupa within us, the sacred flame of holy desire, desire that is in alignment with the soul. As we allow the soul to guide us, call in the direction of the west, the element of earth, the Arha. I call upon the Arha to bring us grounding, stability, safety, protection, security. Teach us the wisdom of the earth, of the lands upon which we walk. Allow us to live in greater reverence and harmony with the earth as we activate the ley lines and the vortices beneath our feet, aiding humanity and Gaia in this ascension journey. I call in Archangel Michael, protector of the earth. I call in your protective energy. I ask that you ground us in your strength and courage, that you bless us with the blue flame, clearing anything that is not in alignment with our highest light, surrounding us with your protection. As we feel the archangels around us, holding us in sacred space, I call in the Shekhinah, the Holy Spirit, the Divine Feminine Presence, allowing her golden energy, her beautiful golden light, to begin streaming in into the Heter. And as her golden light is activating the Heter, the crown, light beings of the Desert Rose lineage. I call in the Pleiadian frequencies, the Hathors, the Seven Sisters. I call in our star brothers and sisters, the Pleiadians, Sirians, Arcturians, Lyrans, star lineages, known and unknown, of the highest frequencies of love, asking that you join us in sacred space. As I call upon the energies of the earth, the dragon energies, and the energies of the spring equinox, autumn equinox in the southern hemisphere, calling in the energies of alignment, of balance, of harmony, of renewal, rebirth, of transformation. Surrendering the illusions of the body, of the earthly realm. Knowing that the earth is a playground, a training ground for our soul's evolution, for the divine to experience itself, allowing the golden light to stream into the chokhmah to the right of your right ear, the bina. Activating this top triangle, allowing yourself to be bathed in golden light. Activating the third eye. Clearing away illusions and the veil that is over our eyes and of trauma, of karma, any stories we have told ourselves about intuition, anywhere that we have felt ostracized, exiled, harmed, betrayed by our intuition. Strengthening our connection to our inner knowing, to the wisdom that exists within vessels, within our soul. physical vessel. Clearing away any gag orders, any vows of silence, any religious vows that we hold in the throat, in the etheric template connected to the throat. Anywhere that we have allowed ourselves to be silenced or silenced ourselves for fear, for doubt. Allow the golden light to liberate these traumas and karmas so we may embody and speak in our authentic voice. As we breathe the golden light into the Tiferet, into the heart, allowing the energy to flow in from the Gevura, the left side, into the heart space. As we allow our heart to be open, and from the heart space, we bring in the unconditional love into the heart space. We bring in the unconditional love of the Divine Mother Father, the unconditional love of the golden light of Shekhinah. As we begin liberating resentment, hurt, pain, loss, heartache, any wounds we hold on the heart, allow the golden light to soothe, to bring healing and nurturing to your heart as you begin to open the heart, letting down the walls, letting go of the veils and the separation. Opening the heart to receive unconditional love, even if we have never experienced that in this lifetime, allow your heart to open, allow the allowing the golden light to begin clearing away any hooks, any cords, any stuck energy, anywhere that we have given our power away to anything, anyone outside of us. Allowing those contracts, those agreements we entered into, be it knowingly, unknowingly, consciously, unconsciously, or subconsciously, allowing it to be cleared from our field, letting it go. As we strengthen our sovereignty, the higher I am, strengthening our confidence, our courage, allowing the golden light to come in to these two sefirot, stripping away the lesser self, surrendering the ego, allowing the higher I am, the soul, to lead, to guide. From the hood on your left side, breathing the golden light into the yesod, into the waters of your sacred womb space. Any karmas, any guilt, any shame, anywhere we have disconnected ourselves from our sacred womb, from the power we hold to birth creation through our sacred vessel as women. Honoring our holy womb, our sacred waters to be filled with golden light. Chakra. crystalline diamond light of Gaia and the golden light of Shekhinah to form a magenta flame in the womb, in the Yesod, in the waters of the Yesod, a magenta flame, bright, edged with purple and fuchsia. Begin to take shape. we call all parts of ourselves to this present moment, to this heart space, feeling the turquoise golden flame around us, feeling the love and support of our guides. Breathe deeply as we give thanks. Giving thanks, being in a loving space of gratitude and openness. Feel yourself expanding from the heart space, expanding to fill every cell, every organ, muscle, bone, marrow, hair, skin, cell, nerve in your body. Envision yourself rebirthed, reemerged from the turquoise gold flame in the heart, filling every cell in your body with the light that you are. Wiggling your fingers and your toes, and you can turn on your side if that feels good. If not, just remain in your position. In gratitude to all of our guides, angels and archangels, to the direction of the north element of air, the Ruhau, Archangel Raphael, the south, the waters, the Maya, Mayim, and the Shemayim, the higher and lower waters of creation. And Archangel Gabriel to the east, the fire, the Nuchra, and Archangel Uriel, the west, the earth, the Arha, and Archangel Mikael. In gratitude to Yeshua, Messiah, Shiha, Mother Mary, Grandmother Anna and her violet flame, the crystalline blue light of Sirius and Goddess Isis, the Pleiadians, the Hathors, the seven sisters, our star brothers and sisters, to the Divine Mother, Father, God, Goddess Alaha, all of our guides, the light beings, teachers, ascended ones, guiding us on our path. We bow in reverence and give thanks to the energies of the spring equinox, to the light of creation, of this lunar cycle of Adar of Pisces, the Gimel and the Kuf, the frequencies of Mercury and Venus, as they are showing us where we need to course correct and fine tune. In gratitude, in grace, in love for all that we have received. Once again, calling all parts of yourself to this present moment, into your physical vessel, wiggling your fingers and your toes, opening your eyes when you are ready. Joining me, and I hope that this has elevated and expanded your being. If you enjoyed this, of course, please, I encourage you to give this a 5-star review that allows it to be subscribe and follow. You can find me on YouTube at Aurea Lara, where I share longer format videos, and of course on Instagram at Embodying the Shekhinah and at Aurea Lara. Feel free to connect with me there if it moves you. And if you have not checked out the episode where I speak about the energies of this equinox and how to harness these energies, please check that out. It is all linked in the show notes. I thank you for your time and your presence and for sharing this sacred container with me. May this serve you in your highest light, in your highest expansion. Have a blessed equinox. A blessed day of the goddess, or whatever day that you receive this. Remember that even if it is a new moon or an equinox, if it calls you and it finds you on a day that isn't that day, that's perfectly fine. It means that the energy is seeking you at other points in time. And also, if it somehow comes back into your awareness and you're like, oh, that sound activation, feel free to come back to it. Your spirit knows exactly what it is that you need when you need it. Learn how to trust the energies and what we are receiving. This is the challenge of being incarnated. Oftentimes we don't listen to the little nudges, but let's learn how to listen more deeply into the stillness so we can align more fully and deeply with our soul, with our light, and with the divine. Have a blessed equinox. Ahava.